Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Kayla. Candace isn't able to join us today, but we are all still so directionally challenged. We thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we are in our 30s, but surprise, we don't. And that's okay, especially during the holiday season. It is okay. And this is our holiday episode. We are so excited. It's lots of fun. There's some trivia. There's all kinds of things in there. And guess who's joining me? The one and only Melissa DeMonts, our producer. I am so happy she's here. You guys know her. She's been on this podcast a million times. She's a part of every single episode we have done since the very, very beginning. But let me give you a little spiel. Let me give you her blurb. Because we are so incredibly proud of her. She's a screenwriter, director, and producer based in Los Angeles from Northwest Arkansas. Through her company, Diamond M Print Productions, Monts produces 13 podcasts, but I'm sure this is her favorite one. And she's directed over 30 audiobooks, including the Grammy-nominated book, Call Us What We Carry, by poet Amanda Gorman. So how does it feel? First off, congratulations, but thank how does it feel?
You. It feels amazing. It was surprising, but I really didn't think that this is something that could be done, but it happened.
Can you tell our listeners how you found out that you were nominated?
By an email. I just got an email that said, because they had announced it earlier that day. And again, I wasn't thinking, I'm not going to wake up early to listen to the Grammy nominations, because right. Why? But I had a reason. So the was nominated and I directed it, and it's amazing. Like, I'm truly, first of all, just working with Amanda was a dream. For anyone that doesn't know Amanda Gorman, she's a poet laureate, and she did a poem at the inauguration of President Biden.
Yeah, it was, and it was so moving.
It was,
she essentially
so
blew up right after that.
She's so young and just has so much energy and vibrance to her that it's just contagious. And we didn't direct it in the same room. We did it virtual because it was in, we recorded it in 2021. And so everything, we weren't allowed to be together. So she was in a recording studio. I was over Zoom and we just had fun. I also had directed her children's book a few weeks earlier too. And we just vibed and again, had fun. And she's just so insightful and wonderful. And I'm really excited.
Well, I'm so proud of you. Everyone here is so proud of you. And I cannot wait to see what happens. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
A wonderful way to end the year, mm-hmm. right? So and guys, let's get to it. We've got lots of fun holiday stuff coming right at you. So, right, Mel, should we dive in?
Let's dive in.
Okay. Hi, guys. Guess what? It's Kayla and Melissa, and we are hanging for our holiday episode. I'm really excited, Mel. We're finally just sitting down and chatting.
I'm so excited, too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm always here, but...
It's so true. So, you guys, Mel is our fabulous producer on this podcast, and she has been with us from the beginning and heard every single episode, and mm-hmm. she's the one who's like, hey, you guys, we need to cut this out, or hey, maybe we should say this. And I'm finally, you've done a few episodes with us, but this is going to be a good, get ready to get intimate and honest with us. Okay, Mel?
I am ready. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I was talking to Mel about how I had a Santa hat on right in the beginning, right before we started recording mm-hmm. this, but then we have headphones. So it just didn't really work, but I really am in the Christmas spirit. I celebrate Christmas. What do you celebrate, Mel?
I celebrate Christmas.
Christmas. So we uh-huh. both do Christmas. Obviously there's a ton of different holidays. This one might be a little more Christmas themed just because that's what we and our families celebrate. Mm-hmm. But I am definitely one of those It's a Wonderful Time of Year people. I mean, we celebrate Christmas. Our tree was up November 29th. I mean, give me all the Christmas mugs, all the things. We had gifts wrapped under our tree, I think, December 1st. What about you? Really? Talk to me about, yes.
I am a last minute shopper. And like I used to, before there was like internet shopping, I would love to be like in the midst of people that were out shopping on December 23rd or 24th.
No, that gives me so much anxiety.
I've been interviewed by the news. Like two or three times because they always do that like last minute holiday shopper and I have been interviewed. So it was just an excitement. And now I just kind of just order things online and just they come in as I, throughout the weeks, but it's not like, it's still pretty late. Like I still have several gifts to come, but also in my family, we have so many birthdays at this time too. So it's so much.
Now, wait. So you guys celebrate the birthdays as well as Christmas yes. time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of gifts.
Today's the 16th. This coming up weekend, we have three birthday parties for family, for my nieces and the nephew. Yeah.
I mean, it's
awesome. And we
had
a birthday party last weekend too.
If you think about it, you guys are all together anyways, so it's mm-hmm. really kind of magical and cool. But if that were me, I'd definitely celebrate my half birthday because I want new stuff halfway through the year and then also in December.
Yeah, so my mom's birthday is also on January 2nd, and people like would like to lump her birthday and Christmas together. And so she kind of like instilled like these are separate things. This is my birthday, and then same with the kids. This is their birthday, so we're celebrating them.
That's amazing. Good for her. Yeah. You almost have to do that because otherwise it does it all. Mm-hmm. It's like you just change the wrapping paper,
right?
okay, how do we feel about Christmas music? Holiday music.
I love Christmas music.
You love it.
I love it. When it hits like December 15th, I want to hear nothing but Christmas music until December 26th.
Okay, this is going to test if we're real friends or not.
Okay.
Do you love the NSYNC Christmas CD?
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Of course. Of course.
I listen to it on repeat. My sister and I will just call mm-hmm. each other and the other will pick up and it's just one of the songs and that's it. And we hang up because it's just our thing of like, Merry Christmas. I'm so excited. I love you. I can't wait to see you. Mm-hmm. Any of the songs. It's still my favorite album.
It's so good.
But how do we feel about Mariah Carey?
Love her.
Wait, really? No.
Yes. I freaking love Mariah Carey. When Okay, so I'm the type of person that I don't like to start celebrating Christmas. Like, I don't like to start celebrating Christmas till after Thanksgiving. I don't.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not, I'm not like, I think Thanksgiving needs to have its time.
I agree.
But on November 1st at midnight, when Mariah Carey drops her It's Time video that she does every year, I get so excited.
Wait, does she drop a new video?
Yes.
Like every year?
Last year, she like, it was like the front, it was her front door, I believe, or some front door, and there was a pumpkin sitting there, and then she like hits her high pitch It's Time, and then comes up and like hits the pumpkin, and everything changes to Christmas. And then this year she was like kind of doing like a, I think it was a Wicked Witch parody or something, where she was sitting on her Peloton bike. Did you not see
this? No, I definitely did not see this.
Sitting on her Peloton bike, pedaling like the Wicked Witch, and she was dressed as a witch, and then hits her It's Time high pitched thing, and then turns into Mrs. Claus.
Oh, okay. Maybe I could get into this.
Yes.
Then. Because yes. It's a thing. It's now a cultural phenomenon. Every year this happens. What rock have I been living
in? I don't
how
know.
How did I not know this?
You know what the thing is? You're not on TikTok enough, because It's Time thing of her saying it is on, it's like a trending sound.
Okay. Can we like segue to TikTok just for a little side note? Uh-huh. Because I like the idea of it. I think it's really fun. When Jones is napping on my shoulder, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'll kill some time on TikTok. Mm-hmm. But the hardest thing for me is to figure out what TikTok's to do. I like watching other people's, but I think it's fun to interact, and I like social media for that reason, to interact with fans and people, and I can never figure out what to do. Like, what do you do?
So I post really silly videos, and I've recently locked down my account just because they're very silly for and I'm just like, the people that are following me, they can get it, but I don't want the other people. Ooh. But I consider myself.
Are these like a little risque?
Yeah, they are.
hey. But it's really going on Mel's TikTok right after this.
If you're not following me, I don't know how you're going to get
too
it.
Too bad.
But I consider myself like a influencer, like for comments. And so I leave a lot of comments like all the time on TikTok, and my comments get like tens of thousands of likes.
Oh my
so,
God.
Yeah. So, I like to have dialogues with the people that are posting videos, but also it's just very informative and stuff.
Okay, so it's informative in the sense that it tells you Mariah Carey's new videos out.
But there's also news, and then there's just things that make me laugh. And then I also like the messy part of TikTok, where people are just doing very messy things. So
okay, what does it say about me that my TikTok is mostly underwater, like deep sea?
Are you into that?
I mean, yeah, I kind of like it, but I didn't. Maybe it's telling me subliminally that I like it a lot more than I thought. I guess I'm liking those videos.
You're liking those videos, so the algorithm knows that you want to see them. But like, if it's too much, you can also just hold it down and say not interested.
Oh, right. You told me that a long time ago. I have not been using that. Maybe that will help me.
It's not curated enough for you.
Ooh, that's it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's what I'm going to do. And actually, this sounds so ridiculous, but I think I'm going to make TikTok one of my New Year's resolutions to get into. Yes, because I feel like it's the new thing. I feel like Instagram is now the Facebook, and I don't want to be just one of those moms stuck in the Facebook world. You know, I want to move ahead with the times, and sometimes I resist that. So I'm going to do that. Yeah. That's it. I know. Okay. I'll have other resolutions that have
more
meaning.
You have other resolutions, but I also want to say that you told me this maybe last year and the year before.
Well, that's why we have this podcast.
Okay. To keep you accountable.
Constantly keep each other accountable and learn new things and accept the fact that we don't always do everything that we say we're going to do. Right?
Yep.
I think. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do. I have several. And my biggest one is that I want to tap into like my childhood more. Like, I want to do a lot of the things that I used to enjoy doing. So I'm going to like start doing gymnastics again. And you know how like when you're a kid, you just like were in so many different activities.
And yeah,
I
feel like that has been.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just stifled. Like, I've stifled so many things that I liked, or just like being like in active sports. Like I work out at home, but like as a kid, I was in so many activities. So I'm like, I'm going to start like going to the pool and just swimming all the time. I'm going to start gymnastics. I'm going to start playing golf again. I'm going to play tennis. Like I just want to like be doing like the things that I used to love doing.
Oh my gosh. And you know what's cool about that, Mel, is when you're a kid, you don't do those things to be good at them.
Right.
You
right.
do it to have fun.
Exactly.
And to let loose and just mm-hmm. be active mm-hmm. and experiencing life.
Right.
Okay. That's honestly one of the best New Year's resolutions I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that will change your life in so many aspects.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's good. Really my resolution.
Good for
what about you?
Yeah. Okay. So that was one of them. It's interesting because there's so many that I have right now. And I feel like this past year going through what we did with Jones was mm-hmm. really difficult. And right. we technically still have we have a 6-month-old baby, but he is technically his adjusted age. They call it is 4 months. Mm-hmm. And so we're still in the nighttime wake ups all the time. So we are yeah. so sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to try to enjoy the moments with my children, even though I feel so tired. And I know mm-hmm. that sounds, but I think when you're tired, you can get irritable easily yeah. and kind of just not appreciate anything that's happening in your life. So I feel like I've been going through the motions and not necessarily appreciating it. So in all aspects of life, sort of just appreciate the little things and try to just be okay and happy in the moment.
Uh-huh.
Because there are times when you are at home with the baby and trying to do all those things and you feel like the world's continuing on. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling this with Poppy in the beginning as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just that part, that just that beginning part of having a baby, that's how you feel. Ours is just prolonged because he's preemie.
Yeah.
So we're experiencing it even more so than we did the first time. So just mm-hmm. trying to regulate my thoughts and understanding where we're at is where we're at, and that's fine. That was a very long-winded answer, but
No, it was a beautiful answer though.
Oh, thank you. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back. Okay, I would love some advice because, and I really mean this, I am such a bad gift giver. Right. I really want to show my friends and people that I love them. Mm-hmm. And I just can never, I don't know if it's the amount of pressure that I feel wanting to get the right gift and nothing's good enough for the person. But, you know, it's a talent. Some people are really good at giving mm-hmm. gifts. And this isn't just for the holidays. We have friends who we still owe them a wedding gift and I cannot figure out what the right gift is. And maybe I need to get over it and just go, oh, they'd love this and give it to them. But mm-hmm. I think it comes out from a space of really wanting to show them how much I care yeah. and nothing feels like it's enough. So are you a good gift giver?
I feel like I am. And this is what I do. Okay. I listen to people year round. And just hear them mention things that they like or they like doing. And I keep a list of that. And then that's how I buy their Christmas presents. Oh,
that's so good.
Yeah.
So you go back to the list during December.
But also, like, I think, like, sometimes just, like, homemade gifts are good. Like, I say this all the time, but my brother-in-law 10 years ago for Christmas, he made a little jar that has like, and I love Modern Family. He made a jar that just had like quotes from Modern Family in it. And I still have it. And so like sometimes when I'm feeling down, I'll just go to that jar and just pull out something that will make me laugh.
That is so heartfelt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. It's not about the cost of the gift. Mm-hmm. It's about the thoughtfulness mm-hmm. of the behind it. And I can see how that's something you still have. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
What a great brother-in-law.
Like, I mean, it's been a little bit longer than 10 years, but he like, it was like, he had just married my sister at the time. And so, like we knew each other, but didn't know each other well, but he knew that about me. And so that was,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is now the time I tell you I'm with Sarah Hyland over New Year's?
No.
Should we FaceTime you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Would that be so fun?
My family would freak out. Like everybody in the whole family loves Modern Family.
I'll just get her really drunk and then we'll FaceTime you. Okay. Deal. What's your favorite gift to get?
My favorite gift to give. I'm kind of like a weird gift receiver because I really just like giving gifts, and like getting gifts is cool and all, but it just doesn't like really do it. Like I love getting gifts, but it doesn't really bring me the same joy of giving gifts.
Yeah.
But what I do love getting is like when people like actually listen to what I want, listen to things that I've said or surprise me with something.
Something meaningful. Mm-hmm. I'm hilarious because I'm gonna go the opposite of you, and like I'm such a sucker for a candle. And that's the most generic. Have you ever seen the SNL skit?
Yes.
About the candle. Okay. Uh-huh. That's what, when I saw that skit, for those who haven't seen it, I'll just give a brief little synopsis and then you should definitely watch it on YouTube because it's hilarious. But it's this candle that just keeps being regifted and regifted and regifted. And yes. The first time I saw it, I kept thinking, oh, I'll take it. I love candles. I'm such a weird candle person. Not necessarily expensive, like all types of candles. It just, I love them in the house, everywhere.
Candle TikTok is very big, and I
it's
think
a thing.
It's very much a thing, and I think that you need to get on. You have to figure out how to get on. You got to start just typing it in and just saying candle TikTok, and it'll fill up your page.
Okay, that was gonna so go to the search thing, and then okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, cool.
But are you like? Do you love the huge candles that have like 3 wicks in it?
I mean, I love it all. Yes,
Do you have like the whole thing where you like cut the wick and light it and have the little thing to cover it?
No, but Mel, mm-hmm. there you go. Mm-hmm. May anyone listening, that's a good gift for me, Tanner. because he actually does listen to all of our episodes, so hopefully he's laughing right now. But yeah, that's definitely like my go-to. I like the big candles. I like the little teeny tiny candles. Mm-hmm. I like them all. I think Nest is my absolute favorite brand, which is a nice brand. And their holiday scent is phenomenal. It's the best. I was at a Christmas party last night and walked past and went, did someone just light a Nest candle holiday?
Oh my gosh.
And the owner of the house was like, oh my God, how did you know? That's crazy. I knew right away.
They do little like pods that you can plug in the wall to, right?
Yeah, but that's not the same.
I know it's not the same. I was just wondering.
No, I can't do the pods.
I've gotten the ads.
Oh, okay. Targeted ads. Do you hate your targeted ads or do you love them?
Oh, I loved ads. I buy things off my ads all the time. I want my phone. I'm the kind of person I love. I know that's you're going to be weirded out when I say this, but I love surveillance.
That shocks me. I feel like tell us why. That seems
because everything, first of all, they're listening anyway. So if you're going to be listening to me, I want you to be useful with your information. I want you to feed me things that I actually need.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So it benefits you too if you're mm-hmm. going to listen anyways.
Right.
Do you have an Alexa in your house and one of those?
I have an Alexa in every single room in my house.
Oh my God, you really don't care.
I have the ones that have, don't care. I have the ones that have cameras on them. I've been out of town, so I check in, make sure everything's good. But yeah, I literally do not have a place in my home where you can sit down where there's not an Alexa, bathroom included.
I don't know how I feel about that, Mel, just because it seems like they know absolutely everything about you. Like, it's one thing to think, oh, you probably want these plug-in scented things. But it's another thing to be like, you have cameras too? Like, everyone that – do you walk around naked? Everyone does, right?
Of course I do. I don't like wearing clothing unless I have to.
I mean, listen, I guess that freedom is great. Yeah. Okay. All right. Do you have one in your room? Your bedroom?
I have one.
Oh my God, no.
And I'll also get, it'll be like in the middle of the day, it'll make a little chime and be like, hi, we thought that you would like this thing. And I'm like, actually, I do. Add it to my cart.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. They do have those refrigerators where you can see inside with mm-hmm. cameras. That's something I would love. That's a good, because then you're like, do I need eggs? Oh, that to me is the perks of all of that. But
I use my Alexa anytime I just ran out of things. I just say, Alexa, add this to my list. And then
You are like really in tune. Mm-hmm. Poppy walks up to Alexa and says, Alexa, play Wanna Build a Snowman by Kristen Bell. And she plays the song and she's so proud of herself. And listen, that's the only song that she can say, but she's mm-hmm. excited about it. And I told her to say by Kristen Bell because it was randomly playing another song. Mm. You know, she's 3. So mm-hmm. some of the words she says are hard to understand.
Yeah.
But okay, Mel, I have some holiday trivia for you.
Okay.
And are you ready? Because some of it is actually hard. How do you feel about Christmas movies? Have you watched every single one?
No. I'm not really good with Christmas movies.
Okay. So you might not. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. Have you seen Lindsay Lohan's new Christmas movie?
No, it's on my list.
It's pretty good. Okay. I mean, listen,
My favorite Christmas movie is a Lindsay Lohan movie. And you're probably wondering, what movie is that? Yes. And is it a Christmas movie? To me, it is Mean Girls, because there is Christmas scenes. So therefore, it is a Christmas movie.
They do sing that Jingle Bell Rock.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the candy canes with Damien dressed up as Santa Claus.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if I would technically call that a Christmas movie.
I know. Oh my it's a, God. It's really a movie for all seasons.
Yeah, it's true. But when I want to watch a Christmas movie, I want to get in the Christmas spirit. I mean, listen, Mean Girls is very good. And actually, you should watch the Lindsay Lohan movie because she sits in the car and sings Jingle Bell Rock. And it's a reference to Mean Girls.
It.
Pretty good.
I love it.
Nina and Sean came over and Tanner and I were so excited. We're like, oh my God, we just watched Lindsay Lohan's movie with our friend Cord Overstreet. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. And we put it on and they're like, this movie's so bad. We're like, no, but it's bad good. It's bad good. Like, you know it's going to be bad, essence. But it's good. Yes. Anyways, I judged them after that. Okay, back to the holiday trivia. Okay, this one I think you might know. This one's easy. I think it's easy. What do the burglars who break into the McAllister's home in Home Alone call themselves? No, really.
I've seen this movie a million times.
Okay. Do you remember what they call themselves?
I don't.
Okay, I'll give you the first word.
Okay.
The
That's not helpful at all.
Okay, I'll give you the second word. Wet.
The wet bandits?
Yes, you got it. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. What are the four main food groups for elves, according to Buddy in Elf?
I've never seen Elf.
No, are you? I can't. How? Here's Poppy has seen Elf. We put Elf on the other day. Oh, Mel. Elf. Oh, my God. You,
I don't really watch. Okay.
That's okay. Okay. So I'll tell
can
you.
Can I just guess?
Yeah, sure.
Sunshine, cupcakes, rainbows, and sprinkles.
I mean, you're actually pretty close. It's candy, candy corn, candy canes, and syrup.
Okay.
And he's obsessed with syrup. You do have to watch that. You do. It's pretty good. How many movies do you think Hallmark released this year?
This year?
That are holiday-esque, like Christmas. I think they have some Hanukkah movies. They have, like, you know, a few.
52.
Close. 40. Mm. 40. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Okay, Tanner's the lead in one of them, and I was like, this is really special. You're the lead in one of them. And then I read that statistic and told him, I don't know if it's really that special. It's still special. It's still special, and he's really good in it. And if you guys haven't seen it, it aired on December 10th, but they keep replaying it. It's really cute. It's called Christmas Class Reunion. Proud wife. Give him a plug. Why not? And he's adorable in it.
Is he going to be a regular?
On the Hallmark channel? Mm-hmm. I hope so. Cool. I mean, I love those movies. They're very cute. Let's just, you know, maybe get a little bit more diversity in there. That'd be cool. All about that. Okay, so what pop Christmas song was released in 1984 but didn't track on Billboard's Hot 100 until 2017? It was released in 1984.
Okay.
But didn't track on Billboard's Hot 100 until 2017. And it's a Christmas song. I know. This is a weird one. But once I say it,
2017. And it came out in 1984.
Yeah. How about this? I'll give you the group. You want that? Maybe that'll help.
Wham?
Yes. Are you kidding me? You guys, okay. Mel and I are not in the same room. She's not like looking at notes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. And it's, do you know the song?
Yeah. Hold on. Freak. Yeah, I know the song. Like, I know, I mean, why would I guess the group if I don't know the song?
Right. It's called Last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. Yeah. I love it.
We don't have the rights. So,
yeah. Oh, whoops. You're right. So,
it was enough. It was different enough.
Okay. True or false? Poinsettias, the popular Christmas flower, are poisonous to dogs.
I'm going to say true because that's what we've been told, but is it false?
No, it's true. Oh, okay. You knew that before?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I grew up with dogs and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And okay.
If you get them, you're supposed to put them like on the counter if you've got pets.
Wow. There you go, guys. Hopefully you aren't like me and grew up with dogs and have poinsettias everywhere. Okay, according to a 2020 survey, what percent of Americans who put up a tree will use an artificial one instead of a real one? What percentage?
I feel like it's probably like 70%.
Oh, so close. 63. Okay. 63% of Americans. What is wrong with you, America? Why are we putting up fake trees?
Some people are allergic. We had a fake tree for all the time because my sister, Megan, is allergic to them. So we always have one.
All right. That makes sense. And I do love the idea. There's a company that you buy a Christmas tree and then you take it to your house and then you take it back and they replant it. And then you get the same tree again. So it doesn't waste trees. So
really
cool. I feel like if you're going to do a real one, that's the way to do it.
Yes,
so obviously
100%.
It's not impacting. Yeah. And so it's possible, you guys. We can do the real trees still. I love the real tree.
I do love the real tree.
Do we think – okay, so you think the fake trees are like that because – I didn't know if that percentage was high because obviously it's in 2020. It's a 2020 survey. Do you think it's pandemic related? People are like, oh, I just want a fake tree. Not
maybe. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people that I know do fake trees. Most people, to be honest.
Really?
Maybe it's climate change, but if they're doing what you said, then that would be different.
And it's readily available. It's not like this obscure thing. So it's possible you can do it. Okay. Can we settle this once and for all?
Okay.
I think I already know your answer because of the Mean Girls thing. Mm-hmm. But is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Oh my, really? You genuinely believe that?
If something takes place during the holiday season, therefore, it is a Christmas movie.
I mean, you're a writer. I guess you know. But
I mean, I don't know, but that's my hot take.
Wow. Wow. I don't like that. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How do you feel about eggnog?
Loathe. Absolutely loathe. I think it's absolutely disgusting. My mom and sister are obsessed with eggnog lattes. It's their thing. It doesn't matter how many times we're home, they make these eggnog lattes at home. And I just, the smell of it, I can't, I honestly cannot stand it. I was at a Christmas party last night. One of the main cocktails was some like eggnoggy thing. And I was like, who is drinking this? But a lot of people were.
Me. I love eggnog, even though that I can't really drink it anymore because I can't do dairy, but I saw that they do have a oat milk one that I
of course
will be
they
purchasing.
Do.
Yes. It's new, but I will be purchasing it. But I love eggnog. I used to, and I don't really drink anymore either, but I used to make Paula Deen has a wonderful eggnog recipe that is liquor
based. Is there butter? There's butter in that one.
I mean, it's eggnog, so pretty much the milk is thick.
It's cream, but, not milk.
Yeah, but you put it in the freezer though, and since alcohol doesn't freeze, then it makes this like delicious like kind of ice cream on top of it, and then you poke it down, and then it's like the liquor mixed with the ice cream, but it's eggnog, and it's okay. So good.
Oh my gosh! Okay, that sounds interesting. I'd actually like to try that.
Okay,
I might like to give eggnog another shot. I mean, I don't know.
I'm glad to change your mind.
We'll see. Thank you. Okay. So what are your holiday plans? Where are you going? I know you're somewhere else right now.
Yeah. So I'm in Arkansas right now. I'm at my parents' house. We're going to do Christmas here. Actually, no, we're doing Christmas at my sister Megan's house. But my sisters live like 15 minutes from my parents. So we're going to go to my sister Megan's house, do Christmas there. When we were younger, we would open one present on Christmas Eve. I don't really do that anymore because there's no kids with my parents. I'm sure, I don't know, my sister's probably got their own things going on. But yeah, we'll go there. We'll cook. I'll cook all day Christmas Eve.
What do you cook?
I make so many. I'm a great cook.
Tell me everything. I feel like one of the best things is cooking.
Yes. I like to, you have to, you know, for tradition, make the sugar cookies for Santa. So I make that. Usually with my sister Melanie, I sit down with her kids and we like make stuff for Santa and stuff.
Do they decorate the cookies with you? Oh, wow.
We usually throw away their batch, but yes. Because they play, they're little kids. I mean, the oldest is 9, but she's getting to the age where we probably won't have to do it anymore. But the other kids, I don't want to eat those.
Like more ends up on their face than on the actual cookie.
Yeah. But I make those. I make German chocolate cake from scratch.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. It's so good. It's so moist.
Wow.
Is this
a family recipe or where did you find the recipe?
It was my grandmother's recipe.
No way. Wait, do you share the recipe or not?
No. I can give you a similar recipe, but I will not give you our recipe.
Wow. No, I to be honest, I really respect that. And I love that. I love that you don't share it. I really do.
Yeah.
Wow.
That cake takes forever to make. I do, what's the name of those little cookies? Like the Russian tea cakes.
Oh yeah.
Love those. I also will do, I kind of have like this experimental cake that I've been working on the last few years. I haven't perfected it yet, but it's a strawberry cake with also cheesecake in it. I haven't perfected it yet, but it'll get there.
Are you going to do a cookbook at some point? Is that on the list?
I mean, it's never been on the list, but if someone was like, you want to make a cookbook, I wouldn't say no. What else will I be doing? I'm very big on Reddit too. This is a popular recipe on Reddit. That's called like Big Mama's Cinnamon Roll Cake, which is I made it over Thanksgiving, and it is probably the best cake that like from someone else that I've made. It's so good. I'll send you that recipe.
Well, okay, can I have that recipe? Because really my family loves cinnamon.
Yeah. It's really easy to make too.
Okay.
I do make cinnamon rolls that take 2 days to make.
Is it because it takes so long for the dough to rise?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mel, I am so impressed. I knew you were a cook, but I didn't know. I mean, these are just German chocolate cake alone is very difficult, but you're talking like multiple, but mostly baking? Mm-hmm. Or do you also
mostly
cook?
Baking. I also mostly cook, baking. But baking is the star.
I need the cinnamon roll cake like ASAP. Please.
I will 100% send it to you.
Do we dare put the link on the episode?
Yeah.
Guys, do you want
cake? Blew up on Reddit, this subreddit called like old recipes or something, and it's like people posting recipes that they find like in their grandmother's pantry or something.
So
this is one of the recipes that everyone started making, and I made a gluten-free version of it because I can't really do gluten, and it tasted perfect.
Wow. There you go. So anyone who's gluten-free, you can do it too. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mel. You know what? We're going to spend Christmas here in Long Beach with my family.
Okay. Uh-huh.
where I'm from. And then my sister's coming. All my siblings have kids. And so everybody's coming together. And it's Jones's first Christmas. And then my youngest brother had a little baby just a few months after us. And so his baby's Hudson. So the two little boys will meet for the very first time and be together. So, and they were both little NICU babies. So they like kind of went through something simultaneously together already. And I'm really excited for them to meet. It's going to be great. So we'll be here for a few days. Then we are going to Saskatchewan, Canada. We are doing it. We're doing it with a three-year-old and a six-month-old. And it's, you know, averaging minus 30.
Oof.
It's so that's when I'm thinking I might bust out that cinnamon roll cake.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is so cold there. And his family lives on a lake. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think it's the first time I've ever heard true silence. Because it's silence is loud.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Is it unnerving at all?
Oh, I like it. Okay. Oh, I think it's not unnerving. It's a little more, it's a little spooky, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. And we open the windows and you might hear a train in the distance and that's it. And they have northern lights up there. I mean, it feels otherworldly at times.
It's that picturesque Christmas.
Yes. And in Saskatchewan, where he's from, is called Land of the Living Skies, and the skies are so alive, and they are on the lake there. It is stunning. They have an ice skating rink. His dad hangs little lights, so we go ice skating. It is so much fun.
Oh,
and of course, it's Canada, so they play hockey.
Yeah.
And I sit there with my drink and go, woohoo, go. and then they've got the snowmobiles, and I mean, they've got the whole setup. So we'll be doing all that. And then we come back to LA, and then we're going to go to Tahoe for New Year's with a bunch of our friends.
You are on the move.
I know. We are on the move. It's going to be so fun. And then we have another Mexico trip planned in January, and that is my goal, my motivation, because I'm going to have to be in a swimsuit for the first time since I had a baby. And listen, doesn't matter who you are, that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to come to. So, of course, after like making all these cinnamon roll cakes and all these things, then I'm going to like, you know, be in a swimsuit. So I think what I'm going to try and do is make the cinnamon roll cake and eat all the fun things, but then also maybe try to do some sort of like exercise every day. Yeah. We'll see. I say that every year though, and then that never happens. I'm like, I could exercise or I could just watch this movie.
Yeah. And you're going to Mexico with like friends?
Yes, it's for a friend's birthday. We go every year for a friend's birthday. It should be fun.
Everybody's going to be in the same boat as far as like holidays go. So sweat it.
No, Amy, listen, it's going to be what
it is. Bodies.
Love yourself.
Bodies.
Got a little more
bodies
to love.
Bodies, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing. Mm-hmm. What Christmas traditions do you have? And what Christmas traditions do you wish you had or are you going to want to have in years to come?
Okay. So some traditions that we have is that we here in Arkansas, I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas, we have the Fayetteville Square, and it's like in downtown, and they go all out with Christmas decorations and have carolers and have like hot chocolate stands and stuff set up. And so we'll go down there and
When is it? Christmas Eve?
It's like every day in December, pretty much leading up to Christmas, but like Christmas Eve and the few days before Christmas, it's like really big. So we'll go down there and it's so pretty. And what else? Like I said, we open up one present on Christmas Eve. We all like to be in the kitchen cooking together and watch football on Christmas itself. Mm-hmm. Those are some of our traditions.
That sounds great.
Some of the traditions I like to start, and this is more like a prank, so I don't know if it would be really a tradition, but I would like to go around. I personally do not like carolers coming to my door, but I would like to go around and carol at other people's doors. But like, we can't, like, nobody can really sing in my family. So it'd be more just like annoying to get people's reactions.
Wait. Okay. Cause this is what I was going to say. This, you know, this is what my family used to do every year when they had a Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
My mom would have carol books and we would walk around. But, but you know, my sisters and brothers and I, we grew up in dancing and singing. So like most of our friends were also singers and,
yeah.
and, I mean, let's be honest, like we would walk around as kids singing and it sounded good. But I think that would be hilarious
yes.
to purposefully be bad carolers and see the reaction.
And then see people's reactions just to see if they're going to be like, because we're in the South, so people will be like nice, but they'll be like, once you leave, they'll talk bad about you. But like, I just think it would be hilarious. Just showing
that
up.
That should almost be a reality show.
Right.
Just a special. Like a Christmas special on, I don't know what, ABC about, that sounds amazing. Mm-hmm.
Hosted by like Jane Lynch or something.
Yeah, yes. I feel like their initial casting would probably be Ryan Seacrest because he yes. hosts everything.
Yeah.
But I like the Jane Lynch reference. Mm-hmm. Let's go Jane Lynch. Mel, maybe we should do this show.
Maybe.
I mean, you guys listening, how many of you would actually watch that? I feel like a lot of people maybe. Okay, well, I can't let you go without saying thank you to you for everything you do. And this podcast would not be what it is without you. And that's really true. And I'm so grateful for all that you do, not just for me, but for our listeners too, because the guests we get and everything that we are able to do not only helps you and I, but helps a lot of people listening. So I'm really grateful. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And to everyone listening, we're really grateful for you too. And thanks for continuing to listen. And, you know, I think sometimes the holiday season can be difficult for people. Mm-hmm. And there's this pressure to feel happy and feel good and be something and turn it on. And mm-hmm. This podcast has always been a place where we could be real and honest. And mm-hmm. so anyone listening who feels that way this season, just know it's okay to be yourself and be however you feel. And don't put pressure on yourself to be anything else other than exactly who you are right here in your life. And know we love you and you're not in this alone. And yeah.
Well, I want to say, first of all, thank you for having me today, but always thank you. I enjoy working with you immensely, and also our friendship. And you are one of the sweetest and most genuine people that I know. And I just really appreciate you.
Thanks, Mel. That means a lot. Oh, now I'm going to cry. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I guess that's you guys. We love you. Happy holidays. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Directionally Challenged, and we have another great episode coming for you next. Is it next year?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. We have I'll start over. No, just keep that in. Next year. Is it next year?
It's next year.
Right? Okay, yeah. Cool. Wow, that's crazy. Next year. We will see you guys next year. Take care and see you in 2023.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz.
Edited by Diane King.
Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Music by Joe King.
And advertising partnership with Acast.